Medical professionals can have a hard time getting people to come in and get screened for various cancers and diseases. What can be even harder, though, is finding the right screening tests. A large-scale, nearly decade-long study of two screening methods for colorectal cancer is now underway. It's known by the acronym CONFIRM, and here to tell us more about it is David Brooks, who writes the weekly Granite Geek Science column for the Nashua Telegraph and GraniteGeek.org. Hi there.
Hey.
CONFIRM, could you say what it is and then how this study is going to work?
All right. It stands for colonoscopy versus fecal immunochemical test in reducing mortality.
Wow.
And what it is a test that's going to go on for really the next 10 years. In fact, they've been working on it for 2 years because it's a massive test. This is a test that is being done by a number of VA hospitals around the country, including the one in White River Junction, which also serves the Hanover area. They are going to be looking at roughly 50,000 veterans to see whether colonoscopies or another kind of screening test that's called a fecal immunochemical test, which is basically looking at your feces to see if there's various stuff in there that indicates you might have cancer, to see which one of those two is better at spotting colon cancer. And the reason I wrote about this, aside from the acronym, is that it's a perfect example of how really very difficult it is, frankly, to know what tests do a better job of detecting which diseases in which populations over which period of time.
And this question of which test to use comes on top of the ongoing debate about screening as a whole.
Particularly medical screening for cancer, how much is too much, which is a quite controversial issue at the moment with tests for prostate cancer and breast cancer in particular. Some people saying we do way too much of it, and so we find way too many tumors that aren't really tumors, and we do way too much treatment that isn't really necessary. Gilbert Welch of Dartmouth, who has written about this topic quite a lot, he thinks there's really too much screening and testing of well people. He thinks that medicine should concentrate on what it does best, which is, you know, treating chronic illnesses and treating emergencies. We do that very, very, very well and spend less time looking at well people trying to find something that you might need to treat.
On the other hand, those anecdotal stories where someone will say, but this screening saved my life, and that may resonate more with a patient than reams and reams of data might.
No, absolutely, and that's a common issue in all science-based policy issues, is that, you know, anecdote trumps data in most people's minds. Welch is unconvinced by them. He says because you don't know whether, in fact, that tumor would have taken your life, and you don't know whether if you'd ignored it, it would have gone away, as many of them do, and you don't know whether all the treatment you did really was necessary or not. And furthermore, you don't know all the many other people who've gotten unnecessary treatment because they've done early testing, because nobody comes forward with a, you know, survivor story saying, hey, I did all sorts of stuff and it wasn't necessary. That's why screening is difficult, and answers about screening are often sort of waffly. Your doctor says, well, you know, it might help and it might not, and the odds are sort of in your favor, but not absolutely, and it's up to you. You want to only find those that need to be treated, and you never want to find those that don't. For something like cancer, it's really, really, well, it's impossible. You'll never get to that extent. So the question is, how close can you get to it? How much can you limit the number of people who get unnecessary treatment and the number of people who don't get necessary treatment? How much can you do that while still finding all those who do need treatment?
And how many great acronyms can you come up while you're getting to that goal?
And how many great acronyms can you come up with? Absolutely. I mean, if you're looking for funding, a good acronym, I think, is obligatory.
I'm going to keep an eye on that one. David, thanks so much.
You bet.